I don't think I'm the only Catholic who is going to be enduring the most sacred festival in our calendar, Eastertide, with a very sour stomach indeed. It is ugly watching our alleged leaders respond to revelation after revelation of clerical abuse being enabled and covered up at the highest level with the kind of spin that gives a most hardened politician or corporate CEO pause. But in the spirit of the season, let me offer a contemporary revision of one of the most moving passages in John's Gospel, the parable of Jesus and the woman taken in adultery, remixed, naturally, as Pope Benedict and the criminal cleric. The Pope went to the Vatican. At daybreak he appeared in St. Peter's Square again, and as all the people came to him, he sat down and began to teach there. The secular media and Pharisees brought a priest along who had been caught committing pederasty, and making him stand there in the middle, they said to the Pope, "Your Holiness, this man was caught in the very act of committing pederasty, and it is the law that we are ordered to put men of this kind in prison for a very, very long time and far, far away from young people. What have you got to say?" They asked him this as a test, looking for an accusation to use against him, because we all know the media is full of godless liberals who just hate Catholics. But the Pope bent down and started writing on the ground with his finger. Why mess with a strategy that's worked so well for so long? And as they persisted with their question, he straightened up and said, "Why don't you stop hating on Catholic priests and go find some kiddie-fiddling rabbis or public school teachers to bang on about? They do it too. Everybody does it. Anyway, it was a long time ago and I've told them to cut it out. Let the one among you who is guiltless be the first to throw a stone at him." Then the Pope bent down and continued writing on the ground in six languages. When they heard this, they went away, one by one, beginning with the eldest, until the last one had gone and the Pope was left alone with the man who remained in the middle. The Pope again straightened up and said, "My son, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," the priest replied. "Neither do I condemn you," said the Pope. "Go away, and this time go to your therapy and try to keep your hands to yourself." And here endeth the lesson for this Easter Sunday, brothers and sisters. I hope it was instructive, if uncomfortable, because it's hard to see any evidence that the Vatican has learned a damn thing.